Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Jen Sabella from Block Club Chicago with news about apartments in hot neighborhoods renting for hundreds of dollars a month over their list prices, aren't they, Jen? What's going on?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, this is so bizarre. I know I've been hearing a lot about this with, you know, the real estate market. When you're buying a home, people are offering over asking. But it was new to me hearing that you had to pay rent over asking. Apparently, this has been common in cities like San Francisco and New York for a long time, but it's now happening here in certain neighborhoods. So Westtown, Lakeview, Logan Square, a lot of hip neighborhoods in the city. We spoke to some people who paid up to $200 to $500 over list price. They say this has just really put renters into bidding wars because of the, you know, the pandemic and just there's a lack of housing stock and there's a high demand. So, and then a lot of trouble with supply chain issues. People aren't ready to, can't get the updates they need. So there's just fewer things on the market.
Yeah, and bidding wars, right?
Yeah, so if you go in and you want to pay this one couple we talked to wanted to pay $3,000 a month for rent, which to me in Chicago is crazy, but they would have had to pay $3,500 a month in order to outbid another couple moving into that apartment.
Crazy.
Right.
Let's talk about, I hate hearing about Susie's drive-thru closing up on Montrose. I had them on my list of best french fries in Chicago at one time. Hadn't been there in a while. What happened?
I'm actually really mad at myself that I haven't had the fries in there because everyone's talking about those fries.
Yeah.
So sisters Susan and Stacy Ninos, they have been in this spot since the 70s where their family has. They've been working there since they were teenagers at 4126 West Montrose. They basically are burned out, and the cost of everything with inflation is through the roof. It's making them hard to even make ends meet, pay staff. They said in 2019, a 50-pound box of potatoes for those delicious french fries was $10. It's now $60. So they're selling a lot. They said they could potentially briefly reopen if the sale falls through, just bring money in while they're looking to sell it. But they said they're done. They're ready to retire. Yeah, sad to say it's not around now to go get your last french fries. I would have done that already.
Yeah, it was a great place, nice people too, and they're around for like 50 years. Well, at least we have the story of a restaurant in Westtown that closed and is reopening.
People are really, really excited about this. Vajra was an extremely popular Indian spot in Westtown. Nepalese Indian, and it's only been around for about 3 years, and it already had a Michelin Bib Gourmand list for two of those years. People would just flock to this place to get really authentic food, and the flavors were amazing. So it shut down again because of staffing shortages and costs, but they haven't been able to get another restaurant to take over the space, so they are reopening for takeout and pickup. So if you are missing the tikka masala, curries, and dumplings, get there while you can. There's no timeline yet on how long they're planning to be reopened, but since they were trying to sell the place, I wouldn't expect it's forever. And
yep.
That's at 1329 West Chicago Avenue.
More at blockclubchicago.org. Jen, thanks. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob. You too.